currently listening to Spencer Brown, tune Blue Magic featuring Danny Shimone. Jordan Strong before this was Shine Down, the Dre Laws remix. And we start off the set with Verso and the tune Grand Blue. I'm DJ Firefly. That's about it for me for today. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Feel free to check out my website, djfirefly.com, if you missed any shows. And also, don't forget we have Anatomy of the Ear coming up this weekend.
Somewhere in your charm, our golden hand. handshake has been smashed into this shape. It's taken magic to a primitive new place. Watch 'em run. Although it's the minimum heroic, we hunch together in one chair out on the deck. In snow that froze and fell down on the modern set. It looked as if I'd picked your name out of a hat. Next thing you know, you are asleep in someone's lap. Watch them run. Although it's the minimum heroic, we quit.
Good evening and welcome to Breakfast for Dinner. I'm DJ Chris Wired. You were just listening to The Bleeding Heart Show by The New Pornographers off their Twin Cinemas album. We got a lot of good stuff, I think, here for you tonight. New music from Japanese Breakfast, some old music from Ages and Ages, Jayhawks, Fruit Bats. I think a lot of good stuff. So I think we're having some fun tonight. But first, let's take care of a little business.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I want to tell you about a couple of other shows we have here in WRCT Pittsburgh. Aggregate Sound, a multi-genre mass of music with Next Page at 10 p.m. on Wednesdays only on WRCT Pittsburgh. And feeling uninspired in the kitchen, have a crush you need to impress? Sounds like you need 100% Natty with DJ Addy, a weekly show featuring a meatless recipe, an organic wine, and a thoughtfully paired playlist. Tune in every Monday from 10 to 11:30 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, so those are great shows, but let's get back to this one we are having here right now. I promised new music from Japanese Breakfast, and that is what I'm going to deliver. They have a new album called Jubilee out. This song is called Be Sweet.
As it is, I my pulse, it'll pass. None of this is gonna last. I treat it like it ain't even mine, so I don't ever need to react. There's only so much I could fit in my pocket, and no one's ever mind the control. Not even once had I ever attempted to know.
Pretty little hairdo, don't do what it used to. Can't disguise a living, all the miles that you've been through. Looking like a train wreck, wearing too much makeup. Burden that you carry, more than one soul could ever bear. Take you home, waiting for a breakthrough. What will you set your mind to? We stood outside the Chinese restaurant in the rain.
So sad.
Don't look so sad, Marina. There's another part to play.
So sad.
Don't look so sad. Save it for a rainy day. Save it for a rainy day. Save it for a rainy day.
That was Patty the Wanderer with Worldwide. Before that, Fruit Bats with Rips Me Up. The Jayhawks, Save It for a Rainy Day. Ages and Ages with As It Is. And we started the whole thing off with new music from Japanese Breakfast, Be Sweet.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between, Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs, with no collection too big or small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. All right, so we have more new music here. This is Rich Rath Project 313. He was the guitarist, I believe, one of the songwriters of REO Speedwagon. This is a song called LA Is Mine, and I think you'll see why it's very similar to REO Speedwagon.
Is mine. waiting. Mind the time, the clock. Oh, where to go, when to stop. Oh, not. You won't see me again. I've heard it once or twice. Too good to know.
What shall we do? What shall we do? blood drains, acid rain from the plastic. Buds, 30,000-pound watercolors gotta go. Bluebirds, another one I whistle though. But this bird's a castaway, but this bird's a throwaway, but this bird's another day in the back of someone's mind. In the
That's Royal Headache with Down the Lane. Before that, Novelty Island, This Bird. The Shazam, It's Doomsday, Honey. Kingsborough with Subtle Lies. And we started all off with new music from Rich Rath Project 313, L.A. Is Mine. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mock, Friday nights starting at 9, with an encore on Tuesday afternoons starting at 5, exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, let's jump back into it. We have a song by the Easy Beats, A Very Special Man. That was the band Smokey with In the Heat of the Night. Before that, the Lemon Twigs with I Want to Prove to You. And we started that little set off with the Easy Beats and A Very Special Man. Well, I think that's just going to about do it for Breakfast for Dinner this evening. This has been DJ Chris Wired. I want to thank you for joining. I want to remind you there's an encore presentation of this very show on the upcoming Wednesday here from 5 to 6. Here in WRCT Pittsburgh, so if you missed the show, then you're probably hearing it on Wednesday. Anyway, that's encore presentation Wednesdays at 5. I'm going to leave you tonight with a band called Wanderlust and a song I Walked. Thank you for joining me this evening, and we will see you next time. This is WRCT Pittsburgh.
Of Ebony Spectrum from our archives. This interview features a talk with Derek Chisholm. This happened maybe about 3 years ago, in 2018, I believe. And we heard some interesting things from Derek back then. And of course, things have changed, but it's real interesting to see what her path was back then. And she's continued to go upward and onward with her career. And now she's hosting more TV. Listen to the conversation. You'll find it very interesting. This is Ebony Spectrum from 2018 with Daria Chisholm. Rick takes the lead as he adds the questions.
It's one thing to say I'm going to write or I'm going to perhaps get on television, which is enough of takes a modicum. And I'm being a little bit facetious here with that. It takes more than a modicum, actually, to go into that profession, because you got to have a lot of confidence, I would
say. You have to have a lot of confidence. You have to have a lot of courage. You also have to have a lot of commitment. And for me, it's always been about being a creative. And a lot of the work that I do as an entrepreneur now is really as a coach, supporting other business owners who are looking to become more visible in branding their message, their mission, and using multimedia strategies. I was very fortunate, as you're aware, that I've had a long history in television, but because I also had varying businesses, I learned a lot of practical tools. And so I've been able to marry what it means to be an entrepreneur, particularly a solopreneur in this space of online marketing, and really look at what are some sizable visibility strategies that people can use. So that's really where that came together from. In terms of this issue of courage and the courage to have your own business, and as you said, you know, you got to hustle for a paycheck, period. I mean, and I think there's, as an entrepreneur, you have to have that as your modicum for success. It's the only paycheck that's going to happen is the one that you're going to go out and make. And so as an entrepreneur, and I'm sure any of them listening, completely get that part of your drive for success, I believe, should first be what it is that you love doing or serving, and let the money follow. And I get it. When you got to pay some bills, it's like, no, we need to think about the money first. But you will be a much happier entrepreneur going after your dream, hustling for that success, and of course, working hard for the money, but realizing that the part of the reason that you're doing it is because you absolutely love being the entrepreneur that you are. And that helps when you get to those periods in time, and we've all been there, when the money isn't flowing. Because it's easy. I mean, I've had jobs. I've had jobs all my life. And it's important, obviously, if you do the type of work that you're not an entrepreneur, that you do a really good job at your job. Right. But if you truly have a desire to strike out on your own and run that business that you've been dreaming about or pursue that dream that only you can do because it's like busting in your belly, then go for it. Go for it with everything that you have.
It's interesting. Your book, you used the word hustle. You've used it several times. And I think probably people think of, when you say hustle, guy, girl on the street.
That's your generation.
Doing the hustling thing, right? And I mean, I always never put the total negative kind of label.
Yeah.
Some people did, because I always recognized people got to survive.
Right.
And everything that was being hustled wasn't necessarily illegal. It was... not mainstream,